Hey, let's jump over to Perth. Frio have become a big story. Of course, top of the table, home and away, prelim finalists last year, and find themselves 0-5, which is incredible for anyone who follows our game. And it must be mystifying to this man, Ross Lyon, who's been good enough to jump on the phone and chat to us, the senior coach at the Frio Footy Club. Ross, welcome to you.
Thanks, James.
I don't reckon you would have woken up today expecting to be in this position.
It certainly wasn't the plan. We're all disappointed, but it's reality and we need to deal with it. We need to facilitate it. And we're always having two looks as a club, the next game and always looking longer. So it's put some urgency onto the longer scenario. There's no doubt about that.
I really liked your press conference following the North Melbourne game. I watched it and I really liked how you said, you guys are going to report crisis and all the rest of it. And you said, I understand why you'll do that. But for us inside the tent here, we've just got to improve and get better. So on the back of what you said, and I thought it was terrific, A week later, you clearly haven't improved because the bottom team beat you at home.
No, correct. We thought in the North Melbourne game, by the start, we played some really good football and our ball use and speed of ball movement and scoring was quite strong. And defensively, we let ourselves down. So again, we thought we had a good week on the track. We went in, but our effort was really strong. I thought our intensity, maybe a bit reckless at times, but we started well. We had a lot of possession, a lot of contested ball. But our method, and it's been our weakness all year, our transitioning the ball out of our back half to get it across centre was abysmal again. And we paid a heavy price again. So it's been the same thing all year. We've tried to improve it, but the facts are we've gone backwards. So that's frustrating. And whether it was young or old out there, and it wouldn't matter who we're playing, we have an inability to win AFL games because of that. So we know what we're trying to fix. We just haven't been able to do it.
So, Ross, you said there before you're looking, you're starting to look a little longer as well, and we know that clubs always look forward and always look to the long term, but is that a little more immediate now in both style and personnel that you will start to do that?
Well, I don't think style. I think we acknowledge that we've tried to improve and shift, and we brought in people and given people responsibilities, and we're still working with them. So we're not going to give up on it, but clearly the implementation hasn't gone according to plan. So that's the first thing. So secondly, is it more immediate? Well, there's no doubt, I'm sure you'll get to it, but on the injury front, we've got a little bit going on there. But even selection going into the Carlton game, we played Tucker as a first gamer and Gray. We left out Ibbotson and Subban, but it would have been, like De Boer and Mazunga have been rock solid in the seconds, but we're making choices to expose our list and go forward. So, and then in the course of the run, we're with Fife, Johnson and Ballantyne, significant problems on the day, just compounded the problems. But regardless of that, we had enough ball, we competed well enough, and our method was really poor that we weren't able to win. But all credit to Carlton, I think both teams are walking away thinking, I don't think there was elite performances of the competition.
No, it was a great effort from you guys, Ross, and you're spot on with the outside run and the ball use. Nathan Fyfe, how is he today?
Yeah, no, he's not great. So we're about to release a press statement that he has a fracture in his leg. He's flying to Melbourne. He'll be operated on. We're not really... He's pretty... All our players are special to us and the care is important, but there'll be no return to play date put out. It'll just be what's best for Nathan when he's 100%. So we'll get to that later. But, yeah, he's flying over for that to occur, so we're really disappointed with that and for him. And Michael Johnson will be releasing as well. He's got a significant hamstring tendon tear and a medial ligament as well. Sure. So we've a bit of collateral damage there, but that you're right, so those sort of things just continue to expose your list, but we're certainly up for the challenge
back and with Sandilands as well. So have you got a time frame on Fyfe, Ross?
No, as I said, I'll just sort of repeat that there's no time frame. We're not even interested in his return to play at the minute, and if it took a year to get him healthy, that's what we would do. There'll be no risk, but we'll let the surgeons, it's all, we know the fracture's there, he's flying over, so we'll leave it in the hand of the experts and then we'll update the marketplace and our members as necessary and as fitting.
Ross, when you factor in those clearly now long-term injuries, those indefinite return type of injuries, does that, look, I ask this, use this phrase, but it maybe you're not the right one, force your hand on what you need to do with this football club now, with you in the first, effectively, of what is a fresh five-year deal?
Yeah, well, I'm 1 year into five, so the extension, I got four after this one. So I don't think it forces my hand. Like, we're full-time at what we do, so we've had continuous meetings with Brad Lloyd and our board and our list management committee and Chris Bond and Steve Rossich and Steve Harris. So we understand exactly where we're at. Clearly, we didn't think we would be 0-5 with personnel we had and what we're planning, but with injuries and reality of performance, it brings discussions forward and an urgency of assessment. There's no doubt about that.
Right. Do you use the term rebuild, Ross?
Well, I said, you know, we're restumping, replumbing, rewiring. At the end of the day, God, everyone, I'm not here to write your headlines. Everyone can make their own assessment. So you just do it through custom and practice. You do it through method. Everyone can make their own calls. But we always have the period ahead, which is the next game and the next session and the next review, and we're always looking longer. So,
yeah.
But we're already making choices, as we did last year, Paul Duffield versus Tommy Sheridan. That people don't really pick up on that.
He's been good behind the ball, Ross, hasn't he?
Hey?
He's been pretty good behind the ball, Tommy.
I can't hear you. Hey?
You there? Hello. Can you hear me?
Have you got us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah, so we were picking Tommy Sheridan over Paul Duffield last year. It was a 50-50, and Tommy Sheridan's coming through. So you're always making those sort of calls as you go, as much as you don't always, you know, put the fireworks up with them. Hopefully people just see that you're doing that.
Right, Ross, is your board, is your supporter base and just the general sports fan in Perth ready for this club to as you say, restump and go back? Given what you've always been as a coach, to play for the absolute now, and that's obviously a credit to you, but you're now in a different situation. Are they ready for what lies ahead?
I know you'd have to ask them. I think anything you do in a footy club, Rod Butters gave me some great advice. Ross, if you don't equip me and upskill me with the information and feed up and manage up, if I'm asked a question and I reach for the information's not there, I'll make it up. So therefore, communication of football clubs works both ways, and that dialogue's continuing, but it's not always for me to be ringing Steve Harris. That's not the way it works. James will know that. There's CEOs, there's football operations managers, and we work in concert, and we have these discussions at the right time, and they're not ad hoc. And I'd be remiss if they weren't ongoing. So, but yeah, our draft from my first year, they're all playing. Sheridan, Sutcliffe, Neil, Crozier all played on the weekend. They're all got Sheridan's 42 games, Sutcliffe and Neil. In my first year, they're 72, 73 games.
Ross, when you talk about...
We just didn't tap them on the head. So, Tabernale, for rookie list from 3 years ago, a young tall, played 30 in two final series. Alex Pearce, third-year players, played 20 games. He's been injured. So, we've always been doing it.
Yeah.
So, everyone else's perception doesn't really interest me. I work hard for my club.
Yep.
The club, the board, the list, managers... They set the strategy and direction, and I'm a part of that, and then we all commit and we do. We're clearly, I think, we wanted to get going over the last couple of weeks, but we haven't been able to do that. We've incurred significant injury. I think there's three clubs. I'm only worried about us, but when you look around at the Pies today, and you look around at Richmond, there's clubs not where they want to be. So I think all of us are assessing as we go, on a weekly basis, and adjusting the strategy and the plan. And we're no different.
Was there any part of your or other people at your footy club's thought processes that had you falling to this level when you sat and reflected upon a top-of-the-table finish after a home-and-away season last year and very nearly reaching a grand final? Was this part of what you thought could happen amongst the five-year deals you've re-signed?
Well, I think it can always happen. Every year I've coached,
it's quite drastic, though, Ross, isn't it? It is
drastic
to not win a game of footy.
No one's denying.
Coming off a prelim final.
Yeah, I know, but it can happen. You don't have to do much wrong and miss opportunities and get your method wrong against quality, and you blink and you're in trouble, and that's clearly what's happened. But it's happened before, it'll happen again. Unfortunately, it's never happened to me before, but it's a new experience. And look, I'm not invigorated by it, but I've certainly said it's a formidable challenge. And you know, when I signed the extension for 4 years, I knew there was transition going, so I'm clearly up for it. And, you know, as we move into that transition, I mean, there's different expectations. I've clearly always coached teams and clubs with massive expectation. Been to three grand finals, a replay. This club's won the second amount of most of the games behind Hawthorn over 4 years. The top four finishes, prelims and a grand final. So I don't think we've underachieved with what we've had. I think we've tried to create opportunity. We've done that. And I didn't think it was just going to roll on like that forever. I'm looking forward to the challenge of building and transitioning and coming out the other side. I think I look around and see people that have done it and tried to do it and not achieved it. I'd like to have a crack at it. I think I've got all the capabilities to get it done.
Just before we let you go, Ross, just clarifying, why is Fife coming to Melbourne? Is he surgeon over here, is he?
Yeah, Julian Fowler did his last one.
Right.
He does lots of our guys, so he'll fly in and hopefully everyone will respect his privacy and we'll continue to give the updates and as time permits and what's fitting. So, yeah, it's really, we're upset for Nathan and we're upset for our club and our fans, but I'm sure we'll get him right at the right time and he'll be back bigger and better than ever.
Hey, Ross, we appreciate it, mate. Thanks very much for jumping on.
No worries.
Good luck with everything coming up.
Thanks, James.